The Osgood File, sponsored by Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Visit AutoOwners.com. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The NSA debate taught us that the walls have ears, and now the FBI is telling us that the skies have eyes. More after this from Charlie. It was officially a secret until Senator Charles Grassley put this question to FBI Director Robert Mueller yesterday.
Does the FBI own or currently use drones, and if so, for what purpose?
Yes, and for surveillance.
And then, just to make sure everybody was on the same page.
Does the FBI use drones for surveillance on U.S. soil?
Yes. Well, let me just put it in context, though, in a very, very minimal way, and very seldom.
Very seldom. And he pointed out they are unarmed and very small, the size of model airplanes. So just to tally up the score here, we have the email surveillance, but very limited, the phone surveillance, but restricted, and the drones. So we should all feel really secure now that we know all this. Except some people, like Chris Calabrese, legislative counsel at the ACLU, actually feel less secure.
Now we have cheap, very invasive new tools that can essentially spy on us from the sky. We've got to have legal protections over how they can be used, and those don't exist right now.
And it's not that the ACLU is opposed to any use of drones, he says.
If you're using them in public in very limited circumstances when you have evidence to believe that criminal activity is occurring, then that's appropriate and that's reasonable.
Of course, it's not just the government. Did you realize that you can buy a drone at the Apple Store? Yes, $300, and it sends live HD video right to your iPad. You know, maybe that can be the check and balance. Our drones can spy on their drones. Now that's what I call security. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.